USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders, service members who are racing to the extreme peril, really, of their lives and extreme danger.
President Trump in California, the president taking a look at some of the damage caused by wildfires in the state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the trajectory of Hurricane Sally.
With sustained winds between 85 and 90 miles an hour hitting Biloxi, Mississippi. That is the latest projections.
The Republican governor says one thing is concerning him regarding Hurricane Sally.
Obviously, with the slowing of the storm, that is concerning. The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A campaign advisor to President Trump believes the coronavirus pandemic will not be what drives voters in November. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward?
President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free-riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly.
And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he'll spend $100 million in Florida to help Democratic nominee Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding the wildfires burning on the West Coast, fires are continuing to burn in Oregon and Washington State as well. Smoke from the massive fires has spread to neighboring states, making the skies hazy in places that aren't even dealing with wildfires, like Phoenix, Arizona. As far as the damage caused by the fires in Oregon, Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown says,
"We burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And southern Oregon has been devastated. We've had over 40,000 Oregonians who've had to evacuate, and we have a 500,000 Oregonians who are on some level of evacuation status. So these have been devastating."
The famous annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be virtual this year because of coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying everyone can feel the spirit and joy of that day online and on TV.
"Not a live parade, but something that will really give us that warmth and that great feeling we have on Thanksgiving days."
The mayor continuing,
"It's really important to keep these traditions continuing, to make sure that that history is unbroken. And we saw that on July 4th. We'll see that on Thanksgiving Day."
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.